Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills took to the department's blog yesterday to thank the public for the generous outpouring of support after it was announced that two representatives from EPD would go to Dallas to take part in funerals and processions for five officers killed last week. Mills said that donations covered hotel expenses and airfare, while others donated cash or coffee cards or sent flowers or simply donated anonymously. Mills expressed gratitude for the giving, and once the officers are in Dallas, you can follow their trip by visiting the department's Facebook page. The Board of Directors for the Eureka Chamber of Commerce has thrown its support behind a proposed amendment to the Humboldt Bay Area Plan and the Coastal Zoning Regulations to allow non-coastal dependent businesses to operate in the zone. The Chamber said in a press release that the proposed amendment offers the opportunity for near-term economic development while protecting the potential for coastal-dependent industrial development long-term. Board Chair Ken Masante said in a statement that while the amendments are not perfect, they find them superior to the status quo. The City of Eureka has issued a deadline for those who had property stored in Connex boxes by the city following the operation to clear campsites from the Palco Marsh in early May. Residents who have belongings stored at the city's corporate yard have until Friday, August 5th, to claim that property, and any property that is unclaimed will be discarded. The property will be available for pickup from Wednesday, August 3rd through that Friday the 5th. Eureka police were able to quickly locate and arrest a man who was seen breaking into a parked vehicle at 7th and J Streets on Monday afternoon. The manager of a nearby business witnessed the break-in and was able to confront the suspect, 39-year-old Shane Casey, who fled the scene. He was later located at 6th and G Streets. Casey was found in possession with money taken from the vehicle, and he was booked for vehicle burglary. The Sheriff's Office has issued a be-on-the-lookout for 29-year-old Lolita resident Cody Lee Myers, who was wanted for assault with a deadly weapon. Myers got into a physical altercation with a 50-year-old Hoopa man outside the mini-mart in Hoopa and allegedly attacked the man with a machete. The victim suffered serious wounds, and Myers remains at large. He's an adult Native American male, 6 foot, 180 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Residents of Fortuna who live south of Drake Hill Road will see an interruption in water service today from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. as city staff change a meter at the Drake Hill pump station. Residents are encouraged not to use any water while the work is underway. If you have any questions, contact Fortuna Public Works. Congressman Jared Huffman issued a scathing indictment of Republican House leadership after an amendment Huffman authored that would prohibit the Department of Veterans Affairs from spending public money on Confederate flags that are placed in cemeteries was removed from a VA funding bill. Huffman said that his amendment was removed without a public vote and said in a statement that if House Republicans cannot support the movement to take down Confederate battle flags on federal property, they should at least have the guts to cast their votes in public and let it be known to voters where they stand. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell learned she would be serving a second term representing Southern Humboldt on the Board of Supervisors before her first term had expired. Fennell easily won her June primary, a victory she says was the result of listening to and acting upon the concerns of community members. Fennell said she and the board heard the cry for more law enforcement and public safety service, and so Measure Z was approved. And Fennell said that the board has addressed serious issues in other departments as well during her first term.
We had issues with various departments at the county level. We're working on all of those things, and I think that that's what people saw, was that we've been working on it, and it's paying off. So there's absolutely reason to be optimistic about the future.
While out on the campaign trail, Fennell said she heard many of the same complaints and issues residents in her district would like to see addressed, and those concerns were generally in line with hers, and that there's plenty of work to be done.
we've plenty to deal with still with regard to the impact on our community of heavy drugs, for instance, methamphetamine and heroin use, really, really bad in our community, in the homeless community. So how do we handle that? I don't think any of the issues that were brought forward to me were surprises, but it was good to hear that the people agree.
You can hear Supervisor Estelle Fennell talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.